Every blue moon or so, a new entrepreneurial startup appears in the sleepy hollows of the South End. Oh, a computer repair shop stuck out a shingle 10 years ago. Some techie kid who figured the retirees would need his skills first time their desktop Dell froze up. And yeah, he was right. Trouble was, there aren't enough of us old-timers. Then there was that dog groomer place, the Pampered Pooch, who specialized in poodle pompadours but quit shortly after Jenny Winesack's Fox Terrier took issue with the jetted bubble bath and bit her on the face, nearly taking out an eye. The neighbors claimed the terrier was vicious even without the water torture treatment and advised her to sue Jenny, but she said no. She guessed she just wasn't the dog whisperer she thought she was. So when I saw the wooden sign down past Tyee's store nearly to the head where the road hairpins back north toward our place, I shook my head, figuring Ralph's old-time tonsorial emporium would last maybe a month or two. I also figured I ought to get myself a trim before the place closed its doors forever, and so I rode my bike in one sunny day down the long, overgrown driveway into the nettle-festooned interior. Surprised to discover Ralph had added a room off the old Stewart place where he'd installed an old-time hydraulic barber chair, a double basin porcelain sink, and even had a vintage barber pole spinning red, white, and blue on its axis by the door. Little Jimmy was in the chair, and Fairlane Fred was sitting his turn. "Take a seat. Won't be long. I cut faster than a logger on meth," Ralph, I presumed, said in greeting. I took off my hat and joined the crowd. The conversation was lively, political, and heated enough for my liking. Cut was fair, and the price, too. "Come back," he said, sweeping my locks into a metal dustpan, shaking the apron for Big Walter, who'd come in behind me. "I will," I said, and I have. And damn if Ralph's old-time tonsorial emporium didn't make a go of it, despite all odds.
My name.